Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you, Mario.
Hey, Brendan, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing, sir?
I'm actually doing pretty good, brother. Thank you for asking. Brendan, again, my name is Mario. I'm one of the supervisors with the company. I'm going to try to make this pretty brief and straight to the point. Hope you're okay with that. Now, Brendan, the business, how long have you been, Tara tells me, I just want to make sure I have this correct. You've only been running the company 2 months?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you're fairly new. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, just a couple of questions, brother, so I can understand a little bit more here what, you know, what do you exactly, you know, to offer you. Are you currently working solo? How are you operating?
Yeah, I'm working solo. I do have an apprentice with me. But it's
okay.
Me and one other guy, you know.
Okay. And then when you, I know you're doing plumbing, but are you doing, you know, mostly residential, mostly commercial? What's your specialty here, brother?
Right now I'm doing mostly, it'd be service.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So are you open for commercial work or you will stick more
to, yeah.
You are? Okay. Okay. Perfect. And I guess my question that I want to, you know, just be very, very straightforward with you, Brendan. Are you in a position right now where if you were to start receiving more work, from the Google platform, are you open to handle, more business? Are you able to take on more work?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Perfect. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay. And the only reason I'm asking that question, brother, is obviously, you know, this is Google services and we know, you know, what happens, you know, once you're on that first page. Okay. So, one of the things that we do offer, Brendan, is to place KNJ Plumbing LLC, on the first page of Google as one of those top recommended options. So, you would be listed right alongside of Dependable Plumbing, DR Potts, Public Plumbing, Jasper, Amarillo Plumbing, and Marquez Plumbing. Not sure if you heard of any of those guys before, brother.
Oh yeah, I've heard of them.
Oh, okay. Well, these guys, Brendan, they do the same exact thing that you do. The only difference is that because they're part of the first options on the first page of Google, that's what keeps them really busy. Okay? It's not that they're doing any work that's better than yours. I promise you that's not the case. It's the simple fact that when somebody is looking for, like, you know, a broken pipe, a clogged pipe, or anything that has to do with emergency services, these guys are the first options. And that's how they capture the work. So that's where we would be placing KNJ Plumbing as one of those top recommended options on the first page. Now, well, I just noticed your last name is Sandoval. I have family members with your last name.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, are you Spanish-speaking by any chance, Brendan?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Unfortunately, no.
No, you're good, brother. Sorry for the question. I'm only asking because you know, your last name. But anyhow, since you started the business, Brendan, have you built the business a website?
No, not a website. I got the business email and then I think that's about the only thing that I'm lacking. I got the Facebook page. I haven't built the website because, again, that's one of those things that, you know, could start really cheap for the domain, but can get really high priced in terms of actually building the website.
Yes, understood exactly what you're saying. Okay. Well, the reason I'm asking that question is that part of the service that we offer, since we are looking to put you on the first page of Google, we will build the website for you, Brendan, and we wouldn't charge you anything extra for that. it's already included with the service. Okay?
Okay.
I just sent over to you a text message with the sample site. Can you let me know if you got that?
Yeah, let me check it out.
Yeah, if you open that up, it's going to say, again, it's a sample website, so you can have an idea of what we would do for you. It's going to say Four Elements Plumbing, LLC. Let me know when you see that. And it's going to come from our company here at Local Slush. Yeah, when you open it up, it's going to say Four Elements Plumbing, LLC.
Yeah.
Okay, so right there where it says Four Elements, Brendan, the title there would be www.knjplumbingllc.com. Okay? So it would be for your company. And then right underneath that where it says Our Services, this is where we would list whatever services that you offer the public, Brendan. Right? So as you can tell here, they do faucet repair, emergency plumbing, sink repair, copper sewer repair, and gas leak, right? So, again, whatever it is that you do, we want to make sure that people know what services that you do offer. And then right underneath that where it says About Us, this is where we will talk very professional and highly of K&J. Again, our websites look very nice and very professional. The customer, if you keep going a little further down, it says contact us. We can customize the site where the customer can even reach out to you or book an appointment from the website. And then at the very bottom, Brendan, we'll list the company information, like your Facebook. We'll make sure it's attached to there where the customer can just link into from the website. Navigation, you know, how far and what cities you're willing to go outside of Amarillo. And then the hours of operation, what hours you're willing to work and what hours you're willing to take phone calls from the customers. And then if you look at the bottom right corner of this, you'll see that there's a little icon for like a little circle with a little phone and text message. The customer would be able just to hit that phone symbol, Brendan, and that's going to connect you directly with the client. Okay. Now, aside from building you a website, Brendan, you tell me that as far as social media, what have you done on social media, brother?
I just have a Facebook page. I just started it.
Okay. Here's why I ask you that question, Brendan. Google is associated with Meta. Meta is who's responsible for Facebook, which I'm sure you know that. So what we would do is that we would also promote your Facebook page, Brendan, because it's associated with Google. So what we would do is that we would run ads on your Facebook page for you, and that's included, again, within our service. You're not paying any additional money on top of the monthly fee for that, for the ads. Not sure if you're familiar with Facebook ads, but if you've been on your own Facebook page, and then you're just scrolling through your friends, right, or watching the news or whatever it is you do on Facebook, and then suddenly you get these ads that pop up for people that are, you know, they cut the, you know, the lawnmower or electricians or plumbers or whatever the case is, but they're ads that suddenly pop up on Facebook. That would also be the case, but for K&J. Okay.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, this is what Google refers to as retargeting. So if somebody goes on Google and they're looking for a plumber, that same person, if they didn't click on K&J, later on they're going to get a reminder, and it's going to show them, hey, remember you were looking for a plumber, here's K&J to do the work. It's an excellent feature that Google does, and it's creating quite a bit of work for our clients. And then the last platform that we work with, Mr. Sandoval, that's also included with the service that we're associated with because Google is partnered with them, is Apple. You know, for anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches like Alexa, Siri, and right now we're also working with AI for the artificial intelligence, you would also be listed on there as well. Okay?
Okay.
Obviously, you know, I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, Brandon. The real golden ticket here and you know, what's going to make a whole difference is that first page of Google and having your own website, brother. I mean, that's the game changer. Okay. Especially if you're in a position right now, brother, where you're able to handle more business, because that's what we're looking for as well. That's going to just work very, very great if you're able to, and open for more work. Because, you know, like I said, once you're on that first page of Google, things are, you know, things are going to be a little bit different, man. So that's pretty awesome. All right, let's talk pricing, because that's what you wanted to know, right? And like you said, right now I know you're a newer company. And obviously the price point matters a lot. Okay. Now Tara did advise me, you know, to issue out what we call our new in business rate, because you have been operating for under a year. Okay. Because of that, the monthly, month to month, pricing that you're looking at is, let me make sure I'm looking at this correctly. Bear with me one second, Brandon.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, and people always think, oh, it's Google. They always assume it's really expensive because people know that Google works. And it's, you know, but it's not, especially when we have these promos running and so forth. All right. So here it is, Brandon. It's $299. That's it. $299 per month. There's no contract attached to this. Okay, so you're not tied down to a contract. It's $299 a month. The thing that you do pay the first month is a $99 setup charge, but you only pay that the first month, the $99. Every month after that is a flat rate of $299. Okay, and again, you're not binded to a contract. Okay. The thing that we do ask, is that you give us a 3-month verbal agreement, which means that we want you to see the full potential of being on that first page of Google. The other question I do want to ask, Brandon, is are you only staying in Amarillo or you're willing to travel for work?
I mean, I'm willing to travel for the most part. I've already done one out of town. You know, it just all boils down to drive time and if people are willing to pay it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. But you are willing to travel for the work. Okay. That's what I, and when you say that you're willing to travel, how far of, outside of Amarillo are you willing to travel?
Probably like a 30 to 40 mile radius.
30 to 40.
Squeeze in 50. Yeah. We can squeeze in 50, but.
Okay. Perfect. Let me put that note here. 1 second. And then one of the things that we do also, have available, Brandon, to list you as accepting commercial work. You said you wouldn't mind doing that, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, open to commercial. Now, do you have a logo for K&J yet, or Brandon, or not yet?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, perfect. Yes on the logo. Okay. Again, I'm only asking that question, brother, because our IT guys, you know, we'll list that logo on the website that we built for you, and it's going to look amazing. You know, so that's good that you have a logo. That's pretty awesome. Now, on that first page of Google, brother, it's going to say, remember we went over that, on your profile, when you pop up on that first page, it's going to show the public what days and what times you are open for business. Now, what days and what times that you wanted to show on there that you're open and available to take customers' calls?
I think right now, with it just being me,
okay,
probably going to be a Monday through Friday.
Okay, let me see. Give me one second here, brother.
Once I get, you know, another person employed, like in terms of like a licensed plumber, then I can probably, you know, switch it to 24/7. But I don't want to get completely slammed with
right, okay,
after hour calls and things like that. You know what I mean?
Okay. I know exactly what you mean, brother. But you know what? I'm gonna tell you this, man. And it's not only because I work here doing Google services, but you know, once you're up there, and I'm telling you just from experience, and you know, I work with hundreds and if not thousands of different plumbers that I've worked throughout the years here. You know, hopefully once those opportunities open up and things look in the up and up, man, it's a great thing once you start hiring people because it lets you know, hey, things are going pretty good. You know, so that's always a good thing. Okay, so Monday yes, through sir. Friday, what time to what time, brother?
8 to 5.
8 a.m. to 5 p.m., okay. 8 a.m., 5 p.m., okay. Bear with me 1 second. Okay. And then are you charging for quotes, Brandon, or are quotes free? Are you charging for them?
No, I'm giving free estimates.
Free estimates. Okay, that's something else that we can list on there. Okay, perfect. Bear with me 1 second. Okay, 1 second here. And then, Brandon, what's a good email address for you, brother?
Vsand1.
Vsand? S-A-N-D?
Yes, 1.
1? Okay.
At knjplumbing.net.
KNJ. Plumbing.net. Okay. It came back as, let me see why it came back as invalid. So is it V as in Victor?
As in boy.
Okay.
Like my
name. Oh. Jesus Christ. That's what I figured as soon as I said, okay. V as in boy. And then what followed that?
Sand, like the first of my last name.
Sand. Okay. And then the number 1. Okay. Let me just verify that. Okay. There it is. Okay. Now it came back valid. Now that 806-881-7300 number, Brandon, is that a good number where the customers can call you or do you have a different
yes.
number that you will, okay.
No, that's the business number.
That's okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here 1 quick second, brother. Okay. And then what address do you have the business registered to, Brandon? Don't worry, we will never list this on Google. It's only in case we have to send you correspondence in the mail.
It's 220.
220.
WFM.
WFM.
Yes, sir. 1151.
1151. Okay, and what's the zip code there?
79118.
79118. Okay, all right. And you said WFM, like William Frank Mary?
Yes.
Okay, 1151. Okay, perfect. And what city is that in?
Amarillo, Texas.
Okay, give me 1 second, eh? Okay, let me see why it's not pulling that up for me. Just give me 1 quick second. All right. Bear with me 1 second. Thank you for being patient, Brandon.
Oh, not a problem.
Okay. All right, so 220 WFM. Let's see here. WFM 1151?
Yep.
Wow, hello, Texas. Okay, the WFM, let's see here. I'm trying
on
to
my mail
out.
It comes in, on my mail it comes in just W space FM, but it's all capital.
Okay, maybe that's going to be the, okay, W and then FM. Okay, 220 FM, 11, okay, here it is, 220 11 FM, okay, bear with me, that space on there makes the difference, brother, you know, the space on the WFM, okay,
yeah,
all right, bear with me 1 second there, okay. And then I'm so sorry that I ask you this question one more time, brother. The system just prompted me to verify with you. Again, I know you told me yes, but again, because we are being recorded, I have to verify and again, I don't want to sound like a broken record here because you already told me this, but you are able to handle more business.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know why it wanted me to ask you that question all over again. Okay. Perfect. Okay, almost done here. Amarillo, Texas. Alright, now I do have to create a password for the account, brother. This is just in case you call us or we call you. We have to make sure that we're speaking with you and you alone. There's three security questions. You can choose one of them, brother. Again, this is just for security of the account to make sure that, you know, if you ever wanted to make a change on Google, we always want to make sure that we're speaking to Brandon Sandoval and you're the only one that can make any changes. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name. You can choose one of those.
I do the mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay, and what is that, brother?
Garcia. G-A-R-C-I-A.
Okay, perfect. See, that's another name that I would ask you if you speak Spanish, too. Sorry, man.
No, and my mom does, but I don't.
Oh, okay, okay. So they do, you just don't. Okay. Gotcha. They didn't teach you the...
they said it was so they can talk to each other without us knowing, but it kind of jacked me over in life.
Oh, man, that's not cool. That's not cool. All right, bear with me 1 second. Okay. Okay, perfect. Alrighty, and then you're working solo. Okay, just want to make sure I have all the details correctly. You're working solo. Only thing, you know, once you pick up, then you'll hire someone else, and then you are open for commercial work. Okay, perfect. Alright, I do have everything correct here. And then you do have access to the email that you gave me, right, Brandon? The bsan1@knjplumbing.net?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Awesome, brother. Okay. All right. So tomorrow, which is Tuesday, Brandon, you'll get a courtesy call from our IT department. I'm sure you know what the IT guys do. These are the guys that are going to build the website, that are going to put the company on the first page of Google, that are going to do the ads on Facebook, that are going to place the company through Apple. What time tomorrow would you have about maybe 30 to 40 minutes to spare, brother?
If he could call me, we'd probably do, I'd say about 10 o'clock, 10 or 11 o'clock.
Okay, between 10 and 11 a.m. Okay, that'll work. Okay. Perfect. And then I put English only because you don't speak any Spanish, brother, okay? So just so you know.
Yes, sir.
All right. I know people probably judge you Sandoval and then Garcia, and you're like, yeah, I'm Hispanic. I just don't speak it, so it's all good.
Yeah,
man.
I do my best.
And as long as you're able to say burrito and tacos, brother, that's good enough.
Right.
Yeah.
I just got out of order.
Okay. Now, Brandon, in order for us to get the ball rolling and get you up there on that first page and get the things pushed forward, the company has two separate ways that you can take care of that monthly $299. You can either use a company card if you have one for K&J, or you can use a personal debit or credit card. Which would you prefer?
That'd be the company one.
Company, okay. Now keep in mind that we do work with very secure systems on behalf of Google, so the card has to say the identical name on there. If not, our system will not accept it. So does it say K&J Plumbing LLC, or how exactly does it say on there, brother? Okay, perfect.
It says that, and it says my name also.
Okay. And then do you have, like, an initial on your middle name, Brandon, or is it just Brandon Sandoval?
My middle initial would be G.
G. Okay. Perfect. So it's Brandon G. Sandoval. Okay, perfect, brother. Bear with me 1 second here. All right. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, brother?
Visa.
Visa. All right. Bear with me 1 second as well. Okay. All right. All visas start with a number 4, Brendan, whenever you're ready.
4621.
Okay.
595900.
Okay.
1688.
Okay.
1808.
Perfect. And then that expiration date?
09 of 29.
09. Okay, that's 0929. Perfect. Let me just put that on there. All right. And then the last three, which will be the security password, brother. It's the last three digits behind the card.
505.
Okay. Brendan, stand by for me while I verify that the card that you provided is the valid one. And then also we're going to verify that you got the confirmation sent to your email, because you're going to get everything in writing as well. Okay. Now, that email address that you provided, the 220WFM1151, is that the same billing address for this card?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bear with me 1 second here. All right. And aside from everything else, brother, how's your day going, man, if you don't mind me asking?
No, it's going pretty good. We're heading to a job right now. Get started on.
Oh, okay. All right. You know what? I'm just going to take another 5 minutes off your time, and I won't take much, man. Sorry about that. I had no idea.
No, you're all right.
I had no idea you were heading to a job. Okay. Perfect. All right. And then I'm just going to confirm the address. So I have 220W FM1151. Amarillo, Texas, 79119.
True, 118.
118. Okay. All right. Let me just verify that and update it. Okay. Perfect. So does all your family speak Spanish, brother, or not everyone?
No, not everyone. Just my mom.
Oh, just moms. Okay. Well, you know, I mean, it's crazy because I speak perfect Spanish, but I also didn't teach my daughters. And believe me, I get an earful, too. They're like, how come you didn't teach us Spanish, man? I'm like, I know, I'm sorry. Okay, perfect. All right, bear with me here one quick second. Almost done. 1151 West F. Okay. Perfect. All right, and just before we wrap it up, I just got to make sure everything is correct, so I have to read our disclosure to you, brother, and then we'll get the ball rolling. Just do me a favor tomorrow. Make sure that between 10 and 11 a.m., that you pick up that call so we can start working on building that website and then also start working right away on the ads on Facebook, brother, while we're doing the verification process to get you on that first page of Google. Okay, so I'm just going to ask you to please make sure you don't miss that call. Okay?
All right.
I'm going to walk you through very quickly. Again, this will take less than 5 minutes. I know you said you're a little busy, so I'm going to get you off the line. What is called the voice verification, Brendan. The reason behind this, we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. If you have any questions while I'm walking you through this, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to answer anything for you. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being monitored and recorded. To make sure I have everything correct, Brendan, can you please verify the name of the business?
K&J Plumbing. LLC.
K&J Plumbing, LLC. Perfect. That's what I have. Is it okay if we list the LLC on the first page of Google, brother? I mean, I'm just suggesting we do because it looks a lot more professional.
Yeah.
Is that okay? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Can you please state your name and the title that you have with the business?
Brandon Sandoval, owner.
Owner, okay. Perfect.
Owner, operator.
Okay, that's what I was just going to ask. Okay, perfect. And you are the authorized person to enter this agreement on behalf of K&J Plumbing LLC, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are the authorized party on the credit card information you provided as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, we also ask that you're also involved in the growth of the business. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Oh, yes, I will.
Okay, perfect. As a result of increased visibility, keep in mind that you might get calls. If you get calls from anyone else, the reason that we ask for that security question, Garcia, is that if any time we're calling and you want to verify that it's us, remember, we're always going to ask you for that security question. Okay? And it's going to be Garcia. Okay? So
okay.
Just keep that in mind. Okay? Now, in hiring Local Splash, we will be your certified marketing representatives as of today, Brandon. In the event that you do happen to hire, if you do hire another marketing company, which I don't think it's necessary, but we still have to ask this question, do you agree to disclose any additional marketing efforts in your behalf, right? So if you do hire someone else, all we ask is you keep us in the loop with that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. As part of the verification process, it's also important that Local Splash receives all the required documents. So when you get a call from our IT guys, keep in mind if you have a license, your LLC, any pictures that you want us to put on the website, that you want us to put on Facebook, any documents that are asked from you, we kindly ask that you submit those within 7 days. Failure to provide those documentations within 7 days can result in delays. So please make sure that anything that's required from you, you submit it within 7 days. Do you agree to that?
I do.
Okay, perfect. Your initial payment term and setup will be processed today, which is April 6th. The total amount is always going to be $299 flat rate a month. The only thing that applies this month, like I told you, is that processing fee, which is $99. So it's $398 today and then $299 every month after. Okay. Again, we do ask for that 3-month verbal agreement, which is, your next payment will not be due until, May 6th. Okay. And that's going to be of each month. And the amount is $299 even, which is a recurring payment. You may discontinue, your agreement at any time, Brendan, by contacting our client support, and I'll give you that number if you have a paper and pen to write down. Do you have a paper or pen there, brother?
Yeah, I'm looking for a paper.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that.
Oh no, you're all right. What's that number?
Yeah, that number is going to be 877-635. Yeah, 877-635-6225. Yeah, that's again 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to get this canceled. If the account is canceled within the first 90 days, an early termination fee could apply. But to prevent charges from the next month's service, Brendan, all we ask is that you contact customer support at least 3 days before the next billing cycle. Okay? Now, the call is going to come in between 10 and 11 a.m. Again, I told you the importance of the only reason I'm asking to make sure that you answer that, Brandon, is that I want to make sure that there's no delays on that, because if you don't pick it up, then we have to reschedule, and sometimes it could take a day or two. So just make sure that, and I'll send you an email as well to confirm that, okay? All right, so, all right, let me get this process, and then do you have access to your emails, right, brother?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect, perfect. All right, bear with me here one quick second. Okay. All right, I just need you for about 2 more minutes, brother. Thank you for being very patient, by the way.
Yes, sir.
I would teach you a few Spanish words, but I don't think they're that important, brother. Okay, here we go. Alrighty. Alright, here we go. Let me pull up here. Okay. Okay, perfect. So the payment went through successfully. Your email should be coming through right now in a bit. When I say a bit, I'm talking about like 30 seconds. So you're going to get an email. Okay, bear with me here 1 second. All right. All right, it's processing right now. You're going to get the first email that's going to come through, Brandon. It's going to say local splash initial invoice. All right. I'll let you know when to refresh. It's okay, it just went through right now. Let me know if you see that, brother. It's going to say local splash initial invoice. When you open it up, it's going to say, hello, Brandon. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. You're looking at it now?
Yeah.
Okay. What we're looking for, it's going to say, please click here to accept terms. So please let me know when you push on that click here button. If you did it correctly, yeah, you're going to look at your phone number, 806-881-7300. Let me know when you're, okay, right underneath your number, there's going to be 3 sentences in which we need permission to send you. It says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my number, which means that you give us permission to text you when we need to. So click on the box to the left of that. It's going to highlight it in blue. And then I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card and that the information is complete and accurate. So you click on that as well. And then I acknowledge that the payments are automatic and recurring, so you'll click on that little box as well. There are going to be 3 highlighted boxes with a check mark. And then right underneath that, it's going to say, please click here and type your name. You have to type your name exactly as it shows on there. It's going to show your name, Brandon G. Sandoval. It's going to be capital B, space, capital G, space, Sandoval, capital S, and then hit confirm signature. If you did it correctly, Brendan, it's going to reroute you to another page that's going to ask you for a username and password. Let me know if that's the case, please.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay, perfect. So what you had to do on your part, Brendan, it's all said and done, brother. You don't have to worry about anything else. Just make sure you pick up our phone call tomorrow between 10 and 11 so we can get the ball rolling. I want to be the first one to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash alongside with Google Services. Again, I think you're going to be very happy. All I do ask you as well, make sure you're patient with us because, you know, what we want is for this to be a long-term relationship with the business, and that's why we ask for that 3-month verbal commitment on your part. And, again, just make sure that you pick up that call between 10 and 11. The payment I went already processed successfully. Keep in mind that your first payment is a non-refundable payment since it's already processed and we get working on the materials. Do you have any pictures of the work that you're doing, Brandon, by any chance? Do you take pictures?
Yeah, I should have some.
Okay. Make sure you have those tomorrow between 10 and 11, brother. Okay? Because the technician can upload those to the website. But if you don't have any, they're still going to make, they're going to make the website look very nice and professional either way, because they can use, you know, pictures from the web. And again, they're going to go over the website and everything to make sure that it's also something you like.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Brandon, again, thank you so much. You know, welcome on board. Welcome to the family. We will talk to you tomorrow between 10 and 11 a.m.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. And I'll send you an email right now reminding you of the appointment.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, Brandon. Again, thank you very much. In Spanish, muchas gracias, brother.
You have a good one.
All right. You too now. All right. Bye-bye.